Chase models as if it's all live, prime time, the Apollo. Mighty big deal, too many can't swallow. The pain got them tripping off things, feeling hollow. Weight on my brain, spitting my slang, cause I don't wanna go insane. I'm forward on my mission, now I'm deep in the game. Got my speakers on black while I'm switching the lane. Stay low, pro, Kimpo, started out at Kinko's. 10 years later, out to Vegas on a G4. The seats bucket when we puff, pass. Passport to my luggage, got my beats on smash. Attitude of a winner, that's some DMA. So it feel like it's summer anywhere that I lay. A, it's C, A to the day that we out. Stay strong through the struggle, that's what life is about.
So obsessed with me.
Why you so obsessed with me? Boy, I wanna know. Lying that you're sexing me when I'ma let you stop. Gasping for air, I'm ventilation. You out of breath, hope you ain't waiting. Telling the world how much you miss me, but we never were, so why are you tripping? You a mom and pop, I'm a corporation. I'm the press conference, you a conversation.
Hello, hello, and welcome back to Loose Lips. This is me, DJ Lucky, and if you remember last year, last semester, Loose Lips was on, and it was me and DJ LB, but this year, I will be taking over Loose Lips. This show is about what it was last year, discussing the latest gossip, what's going on in the celeb world, and who's doing who. I'll also be talking about controversies over love, sex, and relationships. We have many guests every week, where I will grill them about their opinion, say about cheaters, or their opinion on how they lost their virginity. And we'll discuss and most likely argue about the right and wrong and the good and bad. This semester, it'll only be an hour show. So you only get to deal with me for 1 hour. But DJ LB, I think, should be back next semester, hopefully. She's just, you know, really busy with sports and such. So let's start off this new year, new semester, new radio show. Well, same radio show, newer host, not new host. I was there last year, but improved. We're going to improve it, and it's going to be amazing. So I'm going to start off with a segment that we had last semester called The Good, The Bad, and The Ugly, where we discuss our favorite celebrity couples that we just can't get enough of. That's the good. The bad are the ones that we hate seeing together, that we want to personally go find and break up. And the ugly, which are broken up couples or just really weird couples that make us want to throw up. So I'm going to start off with the good, you know, keep it positive. So first one, Beyonce Knowles and Jay-Z. If you watched the MTV Movie Awards or Video Music Awards, Beyonce Knowles just came out with a new album, and of course she's going to perform because she's really fierce. She's been married to Jay-Z for 2.5-3 years, and she sang her new single, Love on Top, at the MTV VMA Awards. And at the end of her show, I mean, she was just popping it all over the place. You would have never thought, but after her show, she undid her jacket and started rubbing her belly, and I was like, that's kind of weird. She looks like Buddha right now. But in reality, she turned to the side, baby bump, bam, she's pregnant. And I'm very excited to see this. Jay-Z, they cut to a shot of him after she did this whole baby bump revealing business. And Jay-Z was jumping for joy. He looked so happy. So, you know, it makes me really happy to see that Beyonce and Jay-Z have that kind of relationship. Plus, they're both amazing. And the baby is going to pop out of Beyonce and already have a number one hit single. So can't wait to see what that kid's going to be like in, you know, what, 15, 16 years, the next Justin Bieber, we can say, I guess. Depends on if it's a boy or a girl. But very happy about that couple. I'm glad that Beyonce finally gets the chance to go through this whole pregnancy and gets the chance of having a baby. And I think that baby is going to be a rock star. Next good relationship, Eva, whatever you want to say, Mendez and Ryan Gosling. Eva Mendez, she's from the movie Hitch, if you've seen it, with Will Smith. And Ryan Gosling is from The Notebook. So I know that most people, if you're listening to the show, you're probably a girl, so you know what The Notebook is. You know who Ryan Gosling is. He is the dime that plays the main character that's, you know, dating Rachel McAdams in the movie. But Eva Mendez and Ryan Gosling apparently are dating. Over Labor Day weekend, they were spotted at Disneyland where they were kissing, holding hands around the park the entire day. And an onlooker reports that Eva was skipping around like a little girl, and she would lean into him and she held onto his arm the entire time. It sounds to me like they're pretty happy. But the question is, how long is this happiness really going to last? I mean, they got the, oh, we're starting to date kind of thing. And they're really excited for each other. But how long is this really going to last? I mean, is she going to be skipping around when they're fighting or when he's cheating on her? Just a suggestion. I mean, honestly, I think Ryan Gosling should just come to Dominican and be with me. But that's just an opinion. Just an opinion. Next, good couple. Apparently, sources have said Justin Timberlake and Jessica Biel are back on. If you remember, you know, a month or two ago, they broke up. And they had been, you know, together for 5 or 6 years. And it was said that Justin Timberlake was dating Mila Kunis, who I was really excited about because she's really hot. And they played in that movie together, Friends with Benefits. And I was hoping that Justin Timberlake and Mila Kunis would get together, but my dreams didn't come true. And Justin Timberlake and Jessica Biel are back on. Over Labor Day weekend, the two were spotted in Steamboat Springs, Colorado, where sources said that they looked very affectionate and happy. So, you know, we can't all get our ways. But I guess in the end, they were meant to be together, all that, blah, blah, blah. But I still wish Mila Kunis and Justin Timberlake were together. They'd be a really hot couple. That's the end of the good. The good is over. Now we're going to the bad, which I know which is the best part because no one wants to hear about positivity stuff, you know, all that bullshit. So I'm going to go to the bad. Jennifer Lopez and Bradley Cooper. I mean, they're, you know, of course, they're both really attractive. They're celebrities, blah, blah, blah. But Bradley Cooper has this bad boy reputation, kind of like man whore of Hollywood. And obviously, he's very attractive. And if he came up to me, I would throw myself at him. But he needs to calm down a little bit because he's had so many women in the past month. You know, he can't count them all on two hands. So the issue that I have with him dating Jennifer Lopez is Jennifer Lopez, I mean, it's said they have been seeing each other. Jennifer Lopez just got a divorce from Mark Anthony. And she, you know, she has kids with him. And all of a sudden, like, what, a week, two later, she's seen with Bradley Cooper. They're all over each other. I just think, you know, if you're a divorcee, you have two kids, you know, calm down a little bit. Focus on your kids. Not on Bradley Cooper. I know it's hard to take your eyes off of Bradley Cooper because he's so hot. But if you're a divorcee, calm down. Don't get back in the game for a while. My opinion. But it is Jennifer Lopez. She's, you know, exotic, gorgeous, you know, big butt. Everything that a guy wants. And I mean, I wouldn't blame her going after Bradley Cooper. But just take a breather for a couple minutes. That's just my opinion. Well, I have Hunter Horenstein in the studio with me, and he has a different opinion about this. So I'm going to bring him into this conversation. Go ahead, Hunter.
The only thing I would say, and mm-hmm. thank you for having me on your show. The only thing I would say is that Bradley Cooper is a gorgeous man.
He is gorgeous.
Who is this? J-Lo we're talking about?
J-Lo.
J-Lo is an absolutely gorgeous woman. And you have this as the bad? Is this the good, the bad, the ugly segment
yeah, this
right
is
now? And
the
you have
bad.
This as the bad?
Yes.
How is this bad?
Because
how are two beautiful people? Like it's like Tom Brady and Giselle.
Okay.
Two beautiful people.
Okay.
How is that bad?
Because
what bad can come
she
of that?
Just got divorced like 2 weeks ago.
It's a rebound. Big deal. It's Bradley Cooper. You don't think he's not gonna get another girl later on down the road?
Yeah, but I mean, it would be acceptable to me if she didn't have kids. I mean, she's rebounding and she has kids. How about you go home and feed your kids instead of going to have sex with Bradley Cooper?
I'm pretty sure she's able to feed her kids. I'm pretty sure she pays people to feed her kids.
Yeah, but that's, you know, those kids are going to be messed up. They're not going to know who their real mom is.
They're not going to be messed up?
Yes.
I'm pretty sure they're going to be set for life. That's the completely opposite of messed up.
Yeah, but they can't tell the difference between the nanny and J-Lo.
They just have to have them turn around. then that's the difference. Unless they find the nanny from, you know, some Latin American country with, you know, like Colombia or something, in that case, then all bets are off. But so what? She's having fun. She just got out of a long-term relationship. She was married.
I just
obviously there's a reason why they got divorced.
If they were, you know, dating and if they weren't married and if she didn't have kids, then I would be all for it. You know, go for Bradley Cooper. I would even be for it if she did it a couple weeks later. But it's like,
how long ago did they divorce?
2 weeks.
2 weeks? What do you want? 2 months?
At least.
If I saw J-Lo single news, it was only 2 weeks. I don't care if I'm Bradley Cooper, I'm going right after that. She is amazing.
I know, but I just think that a divorcee,
you don't like her moral standards.
Single mother divorcee shouldn't be going after a man so quickly. That's just ridiculous. Focus on your kids. Focus on your divorce. Focus on your career. Leave men for later. Because obviously, a man didn't help her out in this past situation.
Well, what are they doing? Are they going out to dinner? Or are they going, you know, to Europe at Lake Como or something? Like, what are they doing?
They've just been seen with each other.
They've been seen with each other.
Yes.
You and I have been seen with each other on campus. Nobody's making a big deal about that.
Yeah, but we're dating, so it doesn't matter.
I didn't know we were going to make that. I didn't know we were going to make that public.
It's out in the open. I'm making it Facebook official as soon as I get back.
Oh, okay. Well, if,
you know,
as long, okay.
It's official if it's Facebook official.
Are J-Lo and Bradley Cooper Facebook official yet? Do they even have Facebooks?
They probably have Facebooks, but it's probably not
is
them.
Is it Twitter official? Have they tagged each other in Twitter yet? In their tweets?
They might have.
They might have.
I'm not a big tweeter myself, so.
Neither am I.
I don't really go on Twitter.
Neither am I. The tailgate's on Twitter, though.
That's, you know, what?
You want to go search the tailgate, at DU tailgate. Yes, oh. I just plugged my own show. Thank you.
Yeah, screw you. Anyway, I'm right. You're wrong.
Hey, that's fine. I'm happy for her. She's getting back on the horse. Yeah, it's 2 weeks. Yeah, I'll concede to that. It's a little soon, but hey, get back on the horse. Why not? It's a rebound. Big deal.
Just, you know, another month or so. Next one, Jennifer Aniston and Justin Theroux.
She's gorgeous, by the way.
She is gorgeous, but this makes me think that she's kind of weird because they just started recently dating, right? Because she goes from man to man.
She does. Since the Brad Pitt fallout, yeah, it seems like it's been to like, who is Jake Gyllenhaal for a bit?
John Mayer.
Yeah.
Everything. And she, you know, just recently started dating Justin Theroux. And in the past couple months, they've just been starting dating. They just bought their first house together.
How long have they been dating for?
For 3 or 4 months.
And they bought a house?
A house. $3 million house in Hollywood Hills. I mean, that's, you know,
maybe
that's pocket change to
them. Maybe they got bored and they just wanted to, you know, spend some money.
I mean, if that's how they want to do it. But I just think it's weird. I feel like Jennifer Aniston was kind of behind this.
Maybe she's a little, maybe ever since the Brad Pitt thing, she's never really been stable in her head to begin with.
Yeah.
So maybe this is just another one of those turns where she's starting to go down some long, dark, twisted nightmare of loneliness.
I just feel like after the Brad Pitt thing, that all these guys have been turned off from her because she's probably, I feel like she's clingy or too pushy because she is getting, you know, older and she's trying to have kids and she's trying to get married. And I think that she's definitely pushing it a little too far. I mean, a couple months and you get a $3 million house. And it's a really nice house. It's a 2-bedroom house, has a pretty nice backyard.
My house is a 2-bedroom house.
Yeah. It has a little porch, a small pool. It has hardwood floors throughout.
I have hardwood floors.
Vaulted ceilings, a converted garage made into a family room and a garden.
And it's not a family room. It's a beer pong room. Let's be honest. Come on.
That in their house?
Probably. I mean, hey. You don't think Jennifer Aniston plays beer pong? I think she does. I think she's awesome at it.
I feel like she plays with like
fine wine from Italy.
And like Swarovski. How do you say that?
I have no idea what you're trying to say right now.
Swarovski crystal, you know, embedded cups.
Giant mugs of just like, yeah. Crunk, like the little crunk. John Crunk cups.
The crunk juice.
Dude, cups. That would be an epic game of beer pong. Okay, sorry. We're going off a tangent.
Let's do that at your house.
Why not?
Just kidding. All right. So I think that's a little too fast.
I could agree with you.
Yeah.
Look, people think they're listening to me right now. They're going, who is this Hunter guy? That he's like awesome at relationships. I'm not. I'm a sports guy, just letting you know.
Yeah, so, he's really bad at relationships. He's already cheated on me twice in ours.
You knew about that?
Yes, I knew.
Oh, crap.
But, you know, we have been dating for 4 months now. Do you think it's time to buy a house?
Oh, we should have bought a house a couple of months ago.
Yeah.
A little 2-bedroom.
I think we should get a...
Let's get a dog first.
Let's get a four milli house.
All right, we'll do it. We'll do it.
All right, next one. This one really irritates me because do you watch LA Inc?
I do not. I don't watch a whole lot of reality television unless it is called Jersey Shore.
Oh, I have one about that too.
Jay Shore.
Later, I have, you know, some gossip about
awesome,
that.
Awesome, awesome.
But Kat Von D and Jesse James, you knew about them, right?
I know Jesse James did wrong by Sandra Bullock, which I wasn't too happy about because I think Sandra Bullock is an amazing actress.
She is amazing.
She's also a very nice girl. And Jesse James actually has his chopper garage in Long Beach, mm-hmm. my hometown. Mm-hmm. So I've driven by it and I've seen it. I was kind of a fan of, hey, there's a celebrity right down the street.
Yeah.
But then I find out what he did and then, hey, that's messed up. I mean,
it's Sandra Bullock. She's gorgeous. Yeah,
you can't break a girl's heart like that. What's wrong with you?
But, you know, just a little side note, Sandra Bullock and Ryan Reynolds are dating. All right.
They are.
They really? Were on a trip this past Labor Day weekend.
Really?
Yes. That is a gorgeous couple.
That's funny because of the movie The Proposal.
Yes.
That's awesome.
Yes.
That's cool. All right.
Yeah.
Very nice.
So, Kat Von D and Jesse James, for, you know, we just talked about it. I hate him for breaking Sandra Bullock's heart and cheating on her because cheaters are messed up. And now he's dating Kat Von D. I think they kind of go together better. They kind of look like each other, except
all tatted up and everything.
All tatted up and shit. And he proposed to her.
Okay.
And then they broke off the engagement, you know, a couple weeks later, of course. And now they're back together.
Really?
I just think Kat Von D really needs to look at this relationship and be like, seriously, why am I in this? Because
they're just like, they're a sketch couple for some
reason.
Once
a cheater, always a cheater. That's my opinion on things.
Really?
Yes, that is my opinion. I've been cheated on in two separate relationships, and
has the guy gone on to cheat on his other relationships?
I don't know. I don't really talk to those guys.
Well, then how do you know what's a cheater, always a cheater? What if somebody made just a terrible mistake when they were probably under the influence of something?
Well, because each one, they cheated more than once.
Oh, so you didn't cut the cord right away. You let them.
I didn't know.
Oh, right. Well,
yeah.
Then. I mean, I'm not going to speak for every single guy, but I think there are some good guys out there.
I think there are some good guys out there, but I think that once you cheat, you're always going to have that mentality.
I don't know. So I don't think it's so much a mentality as it is a label. I think if once a girl and her friends find out that you did cheat and once everyone else finds out,
yeah,
no matter how right you do, or any way that you kind of redeem yourself,
you're always going to be that guy.
You're that guy. Mm-hmm. You know, every time they ask her, why'd you guys break up? Oh, well, he cheated on me. Ooh, it's not like, oh, it was mutual. Oh, we kept fighting. He moved away to college. No, he cheated on me
cheated.
And I'm done.
Yeah.
That's a bummer.
Yeah. It's an automatic, you know, breakup kind of situation. But I just think that she should really look at his past relationship and be like, he kind of sketches me out with the whole cheating thing. And I don't know. I think it's going to suck for her in the end because I think he's going to mess up again. That's just my opinion. I mean, they already broke up their engagement over something and now they're back together. I think something's bound to happen again if it's happening this early.
Okay. I mean, I could agree with you. I'm, again, not a big relationship guy.
Yeah.
But I can agree with you, I think.
Okay. All right. Well, all right. The next one, you know, we just have to go through our bad relationships. Cameron Diaz and Alex Rodriguez, done dating, called it quits after a year. Aww. But apparently they just didn't have enough time to be around each other. She was working on movies. He wanted to focus on his injuries. And
well, the guy's a professional baseball player for the New York Yankees. Of course, they're not going to see time for me. Like, come on.
Yeah, but, you know. I guess it got to them, but they're still friends. But I don't like Alex Rodriguez anyway because I'm more of a Mets fan. So
you're a Mets fan?
Yes.
You're from Southern California.
But my family is you know how the family thing goes, like.
No, I don't know how the family thing goes. I have no family.
My dad. Oh, you have no family.
I have no family.
Well, that's all right.
Yankees suck, by the way. Hate Alex Rodriguez. Can't stand him.
Really?
Oh, I hate the Yankees. Cannot stand
what's
the Yankees.
You're the Angels.
I'm an Angel
you're
fan.
You're an Angel
yeah.
fan. Okay.
Who won, by the way?
Who won what?
They won today, by the way.
Oh, they won?
Yeah.
Woo!
I know.
I don't really
We're
care.
Excited.
I actually went to a Giants-Angels game a long time ago. Never mind.
They're in two different divisions. Like they're
no,
they're,
but they played. Leagues. They played in a like a series or something.
You went to the World Series. You yeah. don't know. You don't know the World Series. Are you kidding me? Wow.
Yeah, I went to game two or one or something. I don't know.
How do you not remember that? I'd kill to go to that game. What's wrong with you?
Sorry, I painted my face red and white. Yeah.
You would.
Anyway, more baseball news. You know, there's a lot of heartbreak on the Yankees. Derek Jeter and Minka Kelly.
No.
Broke up. 3-year relationship. Broken
she's
up.
She's so gorgeous. How did you let her go?
Yeah, she's hot.
Jeter, you're an idiot.
She's really hot.
Oh, my God. You're a moron. You're so dumb.
Yeah.
When did this happen?
In the past week. Both of these.
Oh, Jeter.
So, you know, teams that are playing the Yankees, wow. I think they're probably going to win.
That's why the Yankees suck, because they lose out on amazing. Cameron Diaz isn't that hot, but Minka Kelly, what? Come on, dude.
Cameron Diaz isn't that hot?
I don't think she's that attractive, to be perfectly honest. No.
Oh, that is messed up.
I'm sorry.
I think she's gorgeous. Okay, well, that's the end of The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly. I am going to go to a song break. This song is a new song by Katy Perry. Well, not a new song. It was on her Teenage Dream album, but nobody's really heard of it because everyone focuses on what's on the radio and not on the album itself. So this is called The One That Got Away. Up next, I have Celebrity Gossip, and later I have my guest. So stay tuned. This is Loose Lips with DJ Lucky on radio.dominican.edu.
Summer after high school, when we first met, we make out in your Mustang to Radiohead. And on my 18th birthday, we got matching tattoos. Used to steal your parents' liquor and climb to the roof. Talk about a future like we had a clue. Never planned that one day I'd be losing you. In another life, I would be
Hello and welcome back. That was Katy Perry's song, The One That Got Away. So if you liked it, go download it or steal it from YouTube. There we go. So up next, I have celebrity gossip. I have a lot of celebrity gossip. I'm going to try and go through this quickly so I can get my guests on. But there's some serious things here. First off, we'll start with lighthearted stuff. Justin Bieber. Gotta have him.
I hate Justin Bieber.
Of course you do.
Can't stand him.
That's because he's taller than you. Justin Bieber.
No, he's not. He's not taller than me at all.
I'm just kidding.
I've looked up his height on Wikipedia, and
that's
he's not taller than
creepy.
Me.
I haven't even done that. Justin Bieber recently tweeted that on his Christmas album, he is having Boys to Men featuring on a song, which I find really funny because I don't think Justin Bieber was even alive when Boys to Men was a hit.
No, he wasn't at all. The kid, he's what, 12, 13? How old is he?
I think he's 16.
16?
Yeah.
Wow. 95, right? That would have been 95? Something
yeah,
like that?
Yeah, something like that. But, you know, I just think it's really funny. But I guess he doesn't have to worry because his target group is 7 to 14-year-old girls. So they don't know who Boyz II Men is either. So they're just going to, you know, be screaming. And but as long as Justin Bieber is singing, these crazed tweens will keep loving him. So props to you, Boyz II Men. I'm sorry that the target audience won't know who you are. Next in news. This really kind of weirded me out. I read this on Perez. And there was this.
Who is that?
Perez Hilton.
Who is Perez Hilton?
Perez Hilton. He's like the big gossip guy. He's. If I showed you a picture, you'd probably.
Is he the guy with the yellow bleached, really?
Yeah.
Bleached?
Well, he changes his hair color all the time.
Guy's a moron.
No, he's not.
I just hate celebrity gossip. Sorry.
I know. It's painful, but a lot of people like to hear it. I like to read it sometimes. I like to talk about it. I like to talk about other people's lives. I like to talk. All right. Recently in the news, Michelle Salehi. Have you ever watched The Real Housewives?
I don't know what that is.
Okay. Well, it's just, you know, a reality show about these really fake women in their 40s living their lives. So that's in different cities. And this one was
that
in Washington.
That sounds like amazing television.
Have you ever
right
heard about
there.
Real Housewives of New Jersey? It's great. It's great.
New Jersey.
It's like Jersey Shore, but 20 years later.
Nice.
The Real Housewives of Washington, D.C., the cast member Michelle Salehi was said to have been abducted because she didn't show up for her hair appointment. So her husband, Tariq Salehi, called the police.
Tariq? That's his name? Tariq?
Tarek. I don't know.
Tourette's?
People have such weird names these days. And the Warren County Sheriff's Department has confirmed that she wasn't abducted and that they had actually talked to her. And according to a statement, she seemed calm and was engaged in conversation and assured the deputy that she had left the residence with a good friend and was where she wanted to be. And she also advised the deputies that she didn't want her husband to know where she was. And she was sorry that the sheriff's office had to get involved and she didn't want to go home right now. That's what she said to them. So, you know, they thought she was abducted, blah, blah, blah. She was with a friend. The crazy part is, the weird part is that her friend is Neil Sean, who's the lead guitarist of Journey.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Nice. I like Journey. Journey is a good band.
But people have said that they are pretty close. Obviously, you know, she's cheating on her husband. They're dating.
That's terrible. guys get all the flack for cheating on, like, girls.
Mm-hmm.
And yet when a girl cheats on a guy, there is no repercussions whatsoever. I feel like that is the worst thing possible when the girl gets away with all the little things. Because the girl...
Well, I mean, obviously she didn't, because she has all this news about her, how she got abducted. And then they find out later, oh, she was actually in Memphis.
Yeah, that's the funniest thing ever.
I think that's the worst way ever to get caught.
That should be in the ugly. That should have been in the ugly. That's
that
hilarious.
Should have been I thought that was really funny. But, you know, she doesn't want to go home because... Her husband obviously knows everything now. So,
well, then she, you know what? She gets home, picks up her stuff, and leaves.
Yeah.
That's all she has to do.
That's a really stupid way to handle it on her part.
Next. I concur.
You agree?
All right. I concur.
All right. So, another nudity scandal, of course. Gotta have one every week or so. Hunter's favorite. I just showed him the picture.
It's awesome, by the way. Except for the white dot right in the middle of the greatest picture ever.
But the picture is Scarlett Johansson, you know, the big boobed woman that every guy
she's a blessed
about.
Woman. A blessed woman.
She has huge boobs.
Blessed.
And, you know, every guy dreams
God's
about her.
God's gift to the world.
Whatever. She has a picture that apparently someone got into her phone, hacked into her phone, got the pictures. I don't know why they were there. That's kind of weird. But they put it on the internet, got out. I saw it. Hunter saw it. Jason saw it. You know, it spreads really quick.
Jason Stefani, who has a show coming up, I believe it's next week, right on Wednesdays. Is that what it is? Funk It Up Wednesdays from 5 to 6. That's gonna start on the 21st with Dr. J. So make sure you listen to that show as well.
Yeah, we're gonna have him on later to talk about that. But my opinion on this matter is just stop taking nude pictures of yourself.
If you take a nude picture of
yourself, delete it or something.
Well, this is the way I feel about it. If you take a nude picture of yourself, first of all, you should be in a relationship or you should be talking to somebody mm-hmm. that you're going to give that picture to, mm-hmm. someone that you trust. Yeah. And that in itself is a very fine line.
Yes.
If you have to and you feel the need to take a picture of yourself in that sort of circumstances, mm-hmm. cut your head out. Don't put your
really?
Head in.
Really? Her head was
She's smiling.
In it.
She's smiling in the picture.
It's like one of those kind of like MySpace
it's
pictures
the MySpace
where she
13 year old, yeah.
You know, takes it with her arm and you can see her arm and then there's just is it the left or the right boob?
And the problem I have with that is I believe it's the right.
The
and,
right boob.
Yeah.
And there's a little white square around.
Damn that white square. But she's not like who is she sending it to? It wasn't that she sent it to anybody and they released it. Someone just hacked in her phone. So obviously she just had it in her phone.
Yeah.
And
I think that's a little weird.
That's a little weird to begin
it's a
with.
Weird.
And if you're gonna do that, I mean, even if you send it, delete it right away.
Oh yeah.
I mean,
or lock it or do some. I don't even know. Put it on your computer. No, that's probably not.
You don't want to put anything
no,
on your computer.
I don't
not
know.
At all. You get in trouble with the cops and they go through that thing. You're screwed.
Them. Just don't take them. But
unless you're married.
Unless you're married.
And you're sending it to your actual husband or wife.
Yeah. None of the cheating stuff.
Yeah. Don't do that. That's bad.
So, I mean, it's been taken off the internet, but I'm sure you can find it everywhere still. So go check that out if you want a little.
Don't look at me. What are you doing?
I don't know.
A little excitement. To avoid your homework. There you go.
Yes. Procrastination. Go look at
nude pictures.
Scarlett Johansson's boob. Yeah. So next gossip is about Vinny from Jersey Shore.
Vinny.
He's actually like my favorite one on there besides Pauly D, but he kind of
Pauly
has been
D
a D-bag lately.
No, Pauly D is pretty sick.
He's pretty cool.
He will always
like
be.
Him,
he's always the nicest guy ever. He's so cool.
But Vinny,
yeah, buddy.
Vinny is going to make a guest appearance on 90210 this season.
Really?
And it's interesting because usually when, you know, a celebrity or not a celebrity, I can't even call him a celebrity. When someone like that comes onto a show, he plays himself. You know,
he doesn't play the character that he has created.
He actually got a part.
Oh.
And his role is that of a celebrity who gets involved in high stakes poker game with Matt Lanters. And, you know,
he was on another show. It was on MTV. Hard Times of RJ Berger. They were promoting that a lot, which that show has since been canceled.
Yeah,
but
that was really bad.
Yeah, it was a terrible show.
Awful.
But he was on that, and he played like the cousin or whatever, the cousin Vinny,
uh-huh.
and he played another character. And it was I guarantee you they just said, you know what, be yourself, and we'll write somebody else in for it.
Yeah.
But no, it'll be interesting to see how he does again.
I want to watch that show
on the silver screen.
Yeah.
Not the big screen, just a silver screen.
Silver screen, definitely. Yeah, I'm hoping that he will be good and it won't be painful to watch.
Well, it'll be scripted, correct? Because it's not reality television
yeah,
like Jersey
scripted,
Shore.
But
is.
I mean, how good of an actor can he be? Because
he's not that good.
Well, we'll see.
We're not talking about like Robert De Niro here or something. He's not even that good. But like Daniel Day Lewis. I mean, Robert De Niro is a good actor, but I'm thinking the greats.
Okay, all right.
You can ask Jason when he comes on the show later.
All right, we'll talk to Jason about that.
He knows his actors. I know he does.
Interesting. Okay, we have another scandal with nude photos. Another one, right? Mila Kunis. I was talking about Mila Kunis and Justin Timberlake earlier. And Perez Hilton received an email by an anonymous sender, and it said, "I have three pictures of Justin Timberlake that were sent to Mila Kunis.
In one
of the pictures, he has Mila Kunis's pink panties wearing over his head. In the second picture, he poses in a bed. And in another one, it's of his junk, but there's no face." And
so you don't really know if it's his.
You don't know, but
it's kind of like the Brett Favre pictures.
Yeah.
Favre's dom.
Yeah. And then there's one that Mila Kunis has posing in a bathtub.
Please tell me Mila Kunis sent him some pictures in return. Please tell me.
You know, we don't know for sure because this is just a hacker saying that he has them.
Damn it.
But look out for the next week or so for pictures of Mila Kunis posing in a bathtub and Justin Timberlake shirtless in the bed posing. So this is just a heads up to everyone. This is a heads
ready.
Up to everyone. Stay on the internet because they will be coming out
soon. They're coming for you. Hide your kids. Hide your wife. They send in naked pictures everyone.
That is not acceptable that you just said that.
I'm sorry.
So that is the end of our gossip. I just kind of kept it short because I want to get my guests in. But we are going to take a song break. And up next, we have our interview with Jason and DJ Trutula about their upcoming shows. And I'll grill them about a couple topics important to me.
Be nice, please.
I don't know. They're going to have to impress me.
She really is a nice girl, ladies and gentlemen.
She's a very nice girl. Stay tuned. This is DJ Lucky on Loose Lips at radio.dominican.edu.
A good girl, loves her mama, loves Jesus, and America too. She's a good girl, crazy about Elvis, loves horses, and her boyfriend too, yeah, yeah. It's a long there's a freeway running through the yard. I'm a bad boy, 'cause I don't even miss her. I'm a bad boy for breaking her heart, and I'm free. Free falling, falling. All the vampires walking through the valley, they move west down Ventura Boulevard. And all the bad boys standing in the shadows, and the girls are home with broken hearts. And I'm free, free falling, falling. Now I'm free, free falling, falling. Free falling now, free falling now, free falling. I wanna free fall out into nothing. Oh, I'm gonna leave this world for a while. Now I'm free, free falling, falling. Now I'm free, free falling,
Welcome back to Loose Lips. This is DJ Lucky, and I have two new DJs with me in the station right now. I have, go ahead, Jason, introduce yourself.
Hi, I'm Jason Stefani, but you might know me as Dr. J.
Yeah.
Anyway, my show is Funk It Up with Dr. J. It is going to be on radio.dominican.edu every Wednesday from 5 o'clock to 6 o'clock p.m. And my show is going to be all about kicking it old school with rock and roll. 70s, 80s, and 90s rock and roll is where it's going to be at. I'm talking glam metal, hard rock, heavy metal, pop metal, anything metal. I might throw in a little bit of grunge rock, progressive rock.
Nice.
Alternative rock. Mm-hmm. Some stuff like that. Let's see. Maybe some rap rock. Like if you've ever heard, or whatever, like if you've ever heard that song, Walk This Way, where Run DMC and Aerosmith do it together.
Yeah, so I'm going to come on your show and I'm going to sing all of Bohemian Rhapsody, right?
If you'd like to, you're more than welcome.
Well, you know, I know every word, so I think that would just be the appropriate thing to do. My opinion, you know, you are the DJ of your own show, but I'm just saying, I know all the words of Bohemian Rhapsody and I can surely come on and sing every word.
For you, be my guest.
Awesome. Okay, also we have DJ Tortula. Is
Perfect.
That right?
Yeah.
That's right? Okay. What is your show about? Tell me a little bit about yourself. Go ahead.
All right. Well, my show is called Splice. It's mm-hmm. a science variety show Monday night from 6 to 7. Mm-hmm. We'll be talking about a wide range of topics, everything from Big Bang to genetics to bioethics. We'll have lots of different students and professors in to talk about their specialty.
Cool.
And we'll make it all very relatable and interesting, hopefully.
So, you know, I don't understand science that much. The only thing I like is weather. That's my kind of thing. But when it comes to biology, genetics, anatomy, you're going to make it relatable so people can understand it, right?
Exactly. Our first episode is going to be the Big Bang. So we'll start with the creation of the universe and we'll introduce you to all the atoms and how they interplay and how we got to be here.
Cool. I'll definitely listen to that. So this is your first time on the radio?
Very first.
Nice. I'm glad it can be on Loose Lips. Yes.
It's a pleasure.
Oh, thank you. But Splice, I've heard that before. That's a movie. Am I right?
It's a movie, but it's also a science term. It actually is when you take two pieces of DNA and uh-huh. put them together. Uh-huh. And that's how a lot of genetic engineering is done. So that's kind of cool. You can make a completely new organism.
Figures. And I would only know the movie. I don't know the science term.
And so we're going to try to splice a lot of our liberal arts education here at Dominican with a lot of the science and bring
like
in
that.
To
like
a
that.
Diverse new animal.
Very cool. Okay, I want to ask both of you, why should people listen to your show, Jason?
Listen, how many of you out there think that today's MTV just sucks? I mean, thank you, Hunter. Thank you very much. How many of you out there, I can't believe I'm saying this on a popular show like this, but how many of you out there hate Jersey Shore, 16 and Pregnant, Teen Mom 2, even?
Jersey Shore, you got to take it there? Come on, Jason. Come on.
Listen, I'm Italian, and I find a lot of aspects of that show to be very offensive. I mean, listen, I'm Italian. We don't all come from New York or New Jersey. We don't all have tan skin. Some of us are white like me. We don't drink to excess, at least not all of us. And as for 16 and Pregnant, Teen Mom, and Teen Mom 2, I don't want to see depressing crap like that. I mean, seriously, come on. Either he should have been wearing a condom or you should have gotten an abortion.
Well, you know, if you put it that way. So, DJ Tortula, why should people listen to your show?
Well, first of all, we might even discuss why you should wear a condom. It's very important.
Oh,
but also,
nice.
Every night we're going to talk about something new, and it's probably something you won't hear anywhere else or even consider looking up. So you don't have to have any background to hear about this, and you're certainly going to leave with food for the rest of the night just
nice.
To mull over.
Cool.
I just hope my first time's special.
Oh, I
use
hope
a condom.
So. I hope so too, Jason. I hope so too. So I was, you know, sitting there thinking about what am I going to talk about with them besides your guys' show, which we just discussed. I was thinking, you know, I want to play a game,
So I, you know, this is my own game. Don't make fun of me. It might be boring, but this is the Loose Lips game. I made it up. So I'm going to explain it to you, and you guys are both going to be a part of it. You're going to be competing against each other. So I will give you the name of... Don't look at my computer. Don't look.
Sorry.
I don't want you to get some hints. I will give you the name of either an artist, celebrity, or athlete, and I'm going to say it, and whoever... I can see you guys right now. Whoever raises their hand first, I'm going to call on you, and you're going to say either if they're an artist, celebrity, or athlete, and you have to tell me... If they're an artist, what songs they have or what song, celebrity, what movie they have been in, an athlete, what sport or team they're on. I'm going to give you about 10 of them. And then by the end of the show, I will count them up and you will get an amazing prize of bragging rights because I'm a college student. I do not have enough money to pay for candy or any of that kind of crap to give to you guys. Okay. So... Here we go. Are you guys ready? Do you understand, Jason?
Yeah, I understand.
Okay, I'm going to say the name of someone. And if you know who it is, raise your hand. Okay, ready? Ben Stiller. Go ahead, Jason.
Well, let's see. He's an actor.
Give me three movies.
Well, let's see. There's Meet the Parents. Mm-hmm. More recently, Meet the Fockers, I believe. No, yes. Little Fockers.
There was Meet the Fockers, too.
And there was Meet the Fockers, too. I just got the... Let's see. There was Zoolander. He voiced Alex the Lion.
Zoolander was great.
In the Madagascar series. Let's see. Starsky and Hutch with Owen Wilson.
Well, that was more than three. So, point goes to Jason. Here we go. Next one. Lady Gaga. Oh, right here.
Musician and Born This Way.
Nice. All right. It is 1-1. It is all tied up, ladies and gentlemen. Next one, Ryan Reynolds. Jason.
Well, he's an actor. Let's
give
see.
Give me two movies.
Let's see. Two movies. Let's see. There was The Proposal. Didn't see it. Just heard of it.
Come on.
Sandra Bullock. And let's see. Another one that he was in. Oh, most recently, Green Lantern.
Oh, actually, that's a good one. I didn't even think of that one.
Saw
all right.
That one was really good.
2-1.
Especially
Jason,
if you like superhero movies.
Jason in the lead. All right. Next one. Kobe Bryant. Right here.
Athlete basketball.
Yes. What team?
Lakers.
There we go. It's right there. Sweet. Poster on the wall. Lakers. All right. That's my team right there. Okay. 2-2. All tied up again. Next one. Katy Perry. Go ahead.
She's a musician, California Girls.
Nice. All right, Jason, come on. I got to see your hand quicker. Right. 3-2. 3-2. Be ready.
Apparently, she kissed a girl and she liked it.
Apparently.
So what, is she bisexual or a lesbian or what?
I mean, she is dating Russell Brand. Thank you, Hunter.
Lucky
Next
guy.
One, Leonardo DiCaprio. Jason.
Well,
I
let's
want
see.
Three movies.
I can give you more than three. Let's see. What's Eating Gilbert Grape? Of course, there was Titanic. Let's see. Shutter Titanic. Island, Revolutionary Road, Inception.
All right. That's five. That's five.
I wouldn't mind starring in a movie with him. He's a great actor.
He is a great actor.
Of great movie.
Him, maybe Tom Cruise and Michael J. Fox, too.
All right. Sounds.
Or Matt Damon and Mark Wahlberg.
Okay. Yeah.
Or all of them.
I can respect
great
that.
Great actors.
They are very good actors. What's your favorite Leonardo DiCaprio movie?
That's a hard one. I'd probably have to go with... Inception, just because of the whole theories about dreamscapes and stuff like that.
Did you understand it?
I did understand it a little bit, but spoiler alert, at the end when he spins the top and it just keeps spinning, but you don't know whether it's going to stop or not. About, I'm like, well, what is he home or what? In my opinion, I think he came home because if you've seen the movie, spoiler alert again, whenever he's in the dream world, his kids just run away at random. I mean, but in this time, his kids turned around and ran towards him. And so I guess the ending is either sweet or bittersweet. It depends on how you like to look at it.
So you don't like Titanic?
Well, what I really liked about that movie is how they were able to build a full-scale model of the RMS Titanic. I mean, seriously, right there in, I believe it was New York Harbor, but seriously, that was amazing. I mean, James Cameron has directed a lot of my favorite films or written for some of my favorite films.
Mm-hmm.
Like, let's see, the Terminator series. with Avatar. Arnold Schwarzenegger, one of my favorites. Avatar as well.
The He's Rambo a cheater. Series. Arnold Schwarzenegger's a cheater.
Yes, but I still respect him.
He's a cheater.
I know. You don't have to.
I just like Titanic because of the, you know, the this on the front of the boat together. Oh,
can I just say something
so romantic? What?
You know how this is just something very random, but you know how he and Kate Winslet have both been in romance films, both in Titanic and in the more tragic Revolutionary Road.
Mm-hmm.
Well, if they ever star in another one, I was thinking about doing a ballad, like you know how Celine Dion did "My Heart Will Go On."
Yes.
I was thinking about teaming up with you guys probably never heard of Jack Wagner, but he was on like Melrose Place, General Hospital, but he's also a really good singer.
Uh-huh.
Or maybe
all right, well, Jason, we can discuss this later if you want, but we're going to
I'll be on electric guitar and I think it'll kick ass.
Okay, I think it will too. Next one. Get your hand ready, Jason. Here we go. Serena Williams. Right here.
Tennis player.
Nice. She's a beast. She is just... Have you seen her thighs?
I heard she just got beaten.
She did in the U.S. Open.
She was a buff lady.
Yeah, but she is just beastie looking. Like, her thigh is the size of my hip. My hips. But she's... she's a really good tennis player. I wish I could be like her. All right. So wait, what's the score? How many do you have, Jason? Three? You have four? Yeah. 4-3. DJ Tortula in the lead. Next one, Lil Wayne. Go ahead, Jason.
Well, all I know is that he's a rapper.
What songs?
Let's see. He had an album with a little kid on it, I remember. I think it may have been him. I don't know. But let's see.
Carter.
One of his songs on the tip of my tongue. I know it. Let's see. I've probably heard it. Let's see. I don't listen to rap that much, so unless it's old school. So let's see. Okay.
Come on, Jason. Come on, Jason.
Okay, hold on.
Come on, Jason.
I don't listen to rap that much, like I said. Let's see.
I have faith in
black
you.
Black and yellow?
Nope. Think about it. Think about it real hard.
I'm thinking. Didn't he do that song where the beginning sounded like 6'7", 8-foot bunch?
Oh, you are so right. Good for you, man. What is this one? Come on, Jason.
Like I said before, I don't listen to rap that much, but...
Well, he's saying the name of the song over and over really quickly.
Yiddy.
Millie. All right, good talk.
Like all I right. said before, many times I don't listen to rap that much unless
That's
it's
okay.
old school.
That's all right.
Run DMC, people.
That's okay. All right, so 4-4. 4-4. Tied up again. Next one. Sandra Bullock. Jason.
Well, let's see.
Three movies.
She's an actress. Okay, three movies. Speed 2, and The Proposal.
What about...
Well, let's see. She was also...
What's a really good one that came out recently? Well, not recently. Like, in the past...
Well, there's The Blind Side.
That one. There we go. Right. Ole Miss represent. My parents went there, so...
I just said the Speed movies because, well, the first Speed movie was kick-ass. I mean, a bus... That has to maintain a certain speed or higher, otherwise a bomb will explode.
Yeah, that's weird.
And then
weird.
They start running out of fuel, and it's full of, I believe it's full of, is it full of kids, or is it just a regular bus?
I'm not sure, but we're going to go to the next one, all right? Next one, Brian Wilson. Go ahead, Jason.
Well, let's see. He is a baseball player. He plays for the San Francisco Giants, one of my favorite baseball teams. And
that's enough. That's
he's known for a slogan called Fear the Beard.
Yes, there we go. Thank you for that one. Next one. You ready?
Yeah.
Wait, what's the score? How much you have?
Five,
and you have four?
I think so.
5-4. All right. Here we go. Adele. Come on, you guys. Come on.
Is he a recording artist of some kind?
Close enough to start a war. Come Come on.
And if I'm not correct, didn't she do a song called Close Enough?
Come on, Jason. You haven't heard You don't know this song? You hate this song?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
That's why I'm playing rock and roll on my station. That's okay. Old school rock and roll.
All right, Adele, she's an artist. Rolling in the Deep, Turning Table, Someone Like You, Set Fire to the Rain, Daydreamer, Cold Shoulder, Hometown Glory, Make You Feel My Love. Great artist. She has a beautiful voice. I'm a little disappointed in you, Jason. I'm just kidding.
I'm sorry. Speaking of today's popular hits, I watched this random show called Squidbillies on Adult Swim. There was this CD on the show that I saw called Torture Bop 16. And they were making fun of, you know, the kids that sang on those records, you know, because they sing all the popular songs.
Kids Bop?
Yes, except in the show it was called Torture Bop.
Nice. Okay. So the winner is Jason. I'm sorry.
Congratulations.
DJ Tortula. Jason is the winner. So you get to tell everyone that you won this amazing game on Loose Lips. Because I know that it was so important to win this to you, wasn't it?
Mom, Dad, did you hear that?
All right.
Turn that
level down a little bit. Good talk. Okay.
I hope you're taping this. Crack open the bubbly.
All right. So we have Jason Stefani and DJ Tortula. Their shows come on next week. Do you want to tag your show?
Yes. Next week, Wednesday, from 5 to 6 p.m., I am going to be playing some of the best rock and roll music from the 70s, 80s, and 90s.
What's your show name?
I'm getting to that.
Okay.
Tune in to Funk It Up with me, Dr. J, on radio.dominican.edu.
That's awesome.
radio.dominican.edu. Once again, from 5 to 6 p.m. on Wednesdays.
Okay. Go ahead, DJ Tortula. Tag your show.
All right. Join me next week on Monday night from 6 to 7 for Splice. We'll be discussing the Big Bang and the first signs of life on Earth. That's Monday from 6 to 7 on radio.dominican.edu.
Awesome. Thank you guys so much for coming. I wish you guys all the luck on your shows. Kick ass, Jason. Kick ass, DJ Tortula. Thank you so much for being here.
Thanks for having me.
Thank you very much for having me.
All right.
Peace.
That is the end of my show. Next week, we'll have a guest to argue with me about love and sex. And, of course, I'll have more juicy gossip. Hopefully, some more nude pictures of people will pop up. Maybe Justin Timberlake and Mila Kunis, I'm hoping. So stay tuned for next week on Wednesday from 9 to 10 with me, DJ Lucky, on Loose Lips, streaming live from radio.dominican.edu.